acting county engineer.
I'm just reading what's posted on our agenda.
Are you emphasizing the word acting?
Just for the record.
You know, like a Halloween costume or something?
They're trying to send you a message, man.
We tried.
Okay. My first item here is to request award of contract 15-08B, pump station 210 Force Main to Inland Bays, Plantation, Robinsonville, and Kendale Roads. Bids were taken on October 22nd, 2015. We received three bids. The low bidder was Teal Construction of Dover, Delaware at $3,144,540. All three bidders were under the engineer's estimate of nearly $4 million. And the low bid was, almost 21% under the engineer's estimate, or about $853,000. We see no problems with the bid. Contractor is ready and anxious to get started.
Okay. You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the contract 15-08B, Pump Station 210 Force Main, Twinlin Bays, Plantation, Robinsonville, and Kendale Roads, be awarded to Teal Construction of Dover, Delaware in an amount of $3,144,540.
Pleasure, Council.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The second item is to provide for construction administration and resident project representation on four projects. It includes the project which we just spoke of and which was just awarded, the project for the actual pump station, which is just getting started, the project that we recently rejected and has just been re-advertised, and then one following. All four of those contracts will be concurrent during 2016 along a nearly 10-mile path to Inland Bays. So this agreement with Whitman Recquart, again, allows for them to have oversight of all four of the projects, sharing of inspectors as needed, depending on the workload between contracts. And it's in a total amount of not to exceed, $1,161,840.
Have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that an agreement with Whitman Recquart and Associates, WRA, for construction administration and resident project representation services on pump station 210 improvements and force main contracts 15-07, 1508A, 1508B, and 1508C in an amount not to exceed $1,161,840 be approved effective November 3rd, 2015.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
Yep, second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Buddy Lynch.
What?
GIS specialist.
Oh,
good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for the Kings Highway deannexation of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District. The three parcels are currently in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District, but they're not served, and we have no immediate schedule to do so. We were contacted by an attorney representing the new owner of parcel 39, which is the parcel in the middle there. They expressed their interest to have sewer connectivity, wanted to know what our schedule was. We let them know that we weren't going to be there anytime soon, so they asked about connecting into Lewis Board of Public Works. We contacted Lewis Board of Public Works. They acknowledged that they have a gravity line already running down Kings Highway right past the properties, and they were willing to connect these three properties. At that time, I let them know the process to get deannexed. We received a letter and a check for the deannexation fee. We've contacted all three property owners out there, and we haven't heard anything back whether they wanted to be deannexed or not. Right now, we have a public hearing tentatively scheduled for December 15th at 10:30, and that's it.
Okay, we need a motion, and then we can have the public hearings, right?
All right.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Wait, I got a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think we need a motion now, I'm in a hurry.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the de-annexation of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to exclude tax map 335-8, parcels 38, 39, and 40, as presented on November 3rd, 2015.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, sir.
Grant requests, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society is requesting $5,000 to renovate their second floor of their museum. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Cole.
I'd like to do, I'll do that again. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,500 to the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society for museum exhibits. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the American Diabetes Association is requesting financial support of Camp Freedom. Financial support will go towards scholarships for Sussex County children. Camp Freedom allows students with diabetes to have summer camp experience. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $2,500 from the countywide youth program.
Pleasure, council.
Ms. Jennings, when was that done? The last grant?
March of 2015. So this will be for the summer coming up.
Gotcha. Okay. I move to grant the same from the youth.
County grant?
Yes, sir.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,500 to the American Diabetes Association for camping program expenses, and that'd be funded from the countywide youth grant category. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Fenwick Island Lions Club's requesting $1,000 for sponsorship of their annual Halloween parade. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $800 from Mr. Phillips and $200 from Mr. Cole.
Before we move on this one, I do know that this parade was canceled because of the weather. So actually, I would like to defer this decision, if we could, a week to further investigate if indeed they actually did incur any expenses, so we can be more responsible in this decision, because I do know that parade was canceled.
Second.
We have a motion to defer. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I will get the motion. Thank you, sir. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have three. The first one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 4.75 acres, more or less, and it's on behalf of Good Earth Market, LLC.
Introduce it.
Cole introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for manufacturing and installation of performance automotive parts and accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 34,740 square feet, more or less, and it's on behalf of Performance Injection Equipment Company, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.17 acres, more or less, and it, too, is on behalf of Good Earth Market, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council members' comments. Council members' comment.
I'd just like to thank a constituent of the county's for helping me in a. He follows everything, it seems, but the Department of Finance has a sheet claims out there, and he says my name appeared on there and notified me of it, and I followed up on it. There's actually, I think the state has got some funds of mine, and I'm going to be trying to recoup. The bad part is the commission he's requesting is exorbitant, and I might have to argue that with him. But boy, I want to thank him for looking out for me.
That's very nice.
Mr. Dan Kramer, of all people.
Price of pole beans are going up now.
Yep.
Any more comments from council?
Zero stole 10% of nothing, isn't it?
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, sir. A few things. First off, I would like to... I guess first thing is that I am paying homage, if you would, or participating in the No Shave November. Let it be known, it's Cancer Awareness Month, and versus the expense of shaving, we are to donate dollars to the Cancer Society in honor of cancer. My mother is a 40-year survivor. She was told back in the mid-70s she had 2 years to live. She's still with us today. So, and of course, my best friend is also a retired DSP who is also a cancer survivor who is also doing this as well. So we may end up like Mr. Moore here, but nonetheless, I do want to say that. But number two is also want to congratulate, I know President and I had an opportunity to participate in Laurel's dedication of their new football stadium. I want to congratulate that community for, I think it's a really important event for them in that community. And but in any event, but all is well, Mr. President. Thank you, sir. And obviously, cool. wish good. Well for Mr. Council.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And like Mr. Arlett said, we did attend the dedication of Laurel football field to Coach Schellenberger, who coached there for 36 years, 1966. I played against some of his teams, playing against his son, who came back to speak and dedicate, which is great. So it was a very nice event. Great for the town of Laurel, great for the Laurel School District. Can I motion to go into executive session for job applicants, qualifications, and personnel? Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Aye. Motion carried. We're now in executive session. Downstairs, I assume, Mr. Lawson,
please.